Fingerprints, like snowflakes, are individual and have a singular identity. No two are alike. Arches, whorls, loops, tinted arches. Everybody has them. Just check out your own fingertips. Oh, hold on a minute. Not everybody. I recently went to get a new military dependents ID card at the Navy unit on Carolina Beach Road. They took the paperwork, a new picture, and told me to press my index finger onto the electronic sensor. Press harder. Now let up a little. Okay, let's try the middle finger. We finished up the right hand and then started the same drill on the left hand. Oh, we're just not getting anything. No fingerprints on any of your fingers. Your fingers don't scan. You'll have to go down to Camp Lejeune and see what they can do. Can I see what you're seeing on the screen, I ask? The chief petty officer swiveled the computer screen toward me. On the dark screen, I could see light gray lines in a grid-like pattern. No arches or loops. The horizontal lines intersected at varied intervals with straight vertical lines. I peered closer at the screen. It looks like a city map of downtown Paris, I said to the CPO. I thought I saw the Eiffel Tower or the Arc de Triomphe to the far left, the only arch in sight. An hour late, I was at the Marine base. Oh, let's see if we can help you out. Our Marine scanner might be a bit more high-tech than that Navy one, the sergeant said. I had to smile. We repeated the drill with all fingers in the sensor. Sadly, the Marine Corps scanner also featured a city map of downtown Paris. Well, we can override the requirement. I returned home with my overridden military ID safely in my wallet and considering the crime movie I had seen where Dillinger burned his fingertips off with acid. I pondered the fact that I had missed out on 3/4 of a century of a life of crime with no chance of fingerprint evidence left behind. A spectacular career path, a missed opportunity down the drain. Turns out I am not alone. To date, there are 5 families in the world who have a genetic condition with no symptoms except missing fingerprints. Chemotherapy drugs can erase fingerprints. Excessive typing or filing can cause the loss. I might add that grading 1 million papers over 4 decades may be the culprit in my case. So what, you say? Well, biometric feedback is the rage now. And here are the latest spots requiring sensor ID for me and my anonymous fingertips. Airport security, ThinkPad, passports, Apple 5 cell phones, and perhaps, worst of all, Disney World may be permanently off my destination list.